Your word, O Lord, is truth. Consecrate us in the truth. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus was teaching in a synagogue on the Sabbath, and a woman was there who for 18 years had been crippled by a spirit. She was bent over, completely incapable of standing erect. When Jesus saw her, he called to her and said, "Woman, you are set free of your infirmity." He laid his hands on her, and she at once stood up straight and glorified God. But the leader of the synagogue, indignant that Jesus had cured on the Sabbath, said to the crowd in reply, "There are 6 days when work should be done. Come on those days to be cured, not on the Sabbath day." The Lord said to him in reply, "Hypocrites, does not each one of you on the Sabbath untie his ox or his ass from the manger and lead it out for watering? This daughter of Abraham, whom Satan has bound for 18 years now, ought she not to have been set free on the Sabbath day from this bondage?" When he said this, all his adversaries were humiliated, and the whole crowd rejoiced at all the splendid deeds done by him. The Gospel of the Lord. Do your words tend to build other people up? Or do your words rather tend to tear people down? We don't have to listen to the political discourse of the day very long to learn how toxic it is in this respect. Each party believes that it lands political punches only when they criticize the other party. Complimenting the other side of the aisle or conceding that their policies might actually work better would be political suicide. I wonder sometimes if the violent behavior we hear on the news lately is not fueled, at least in part, by this relentless rhetoric. Children learn prejudice from observing the prejudice of their parents. So too our citizens learn the prejudices and the proclivities of our politicians by observing them. The tone of the modern political discourse not only tears people down, it is tearing apart our sense of unity. The power of words, either to build up or to tear down, is demonstrated in the gospel today, in the episode of the bent-over woman. She had been crippled by an evil spirit for 18 years, and she was bent over, completely incapable of standing erect. I believe that part of the cause of her malady was due to the harsh rhetoric and the words of the Jewish leadership of the day. When Jesus cures her, the synagogue official condescendingly complains, "There are 6 days when work should be done. Come on those days to be cured, not on the Sabbath day." The official's words beat down the woman's spirit, giving her little hope, and her body followed suit of her spirit. Have you ever heard of a psychosomatic disorder? A psychosomatic disorder? That is when a mental disturbance affects the body. When someone is depressed, they're more susceptible to illness. The mind affects the body. The woman's poor spiritual state, beaten down for 18 years by the harsh and hopeless words of the Jewish leadership, was reflected in her crippled body, incapable of standing erect. Jesus, on the other hand, says words filled with healing and happiness. Woman, you are set free of your infirmity. And she stands up, spiritually as well as physically. Some people's words tend to tear others down, while other people's words build others up. Here are a couple of suggestions how your words can be more like that of Christ and give hope and healing to other people with whom you talk. I recently read that before you correct or criticize someone, you should compliment them 5 times. The proper ratio of compliments to criticism should be 5 to 1. If you feel, therefore, the need to correct someone and their behavior, first ask yourself, how many times have I complimented this person? Not only will that build up good self-esteem in the other person, but your correction will be more likely to be taken to heart. In that way, your words will build people up rather than tear people down. Another example is to check the tone of your voice when you speak to someone. Children always check to see the expression on their parents' faces long before they hear their words. A smile can put others at ease, even when you have to correct someone. My first pastor, Monsignor Gaston Hébert, was a master of this. I've mentioned this to you before, but people would often say, Monsignor Hébert could tell you that you are going to hell in such a way that you would look forward to the ride. He was keenly aware of the tone of his words. Not just what he said, but how he said it. How do you use your words? As a sickle or as a sword? A sickle is used to prune and to produce fruit, while a sword can be used to lop off someone's head. Try to use your words today to build up rather than to tear down. Praised be Jesus Christ.